It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. When you talk with voters about the economy and the programs the government has created to fix it, pretty much everyone has an opinion.
I am Mary Beth Phillips. I just moved to the D.C. area. I think that the economy is in a hole, and I think that the Democratic administration has put it into more of a hole.
My name is Perry Ripa. I'm from Charlottesville, Virginia. The economy is in pretty sad shape right now. The government, Congress, the president have been focused on how to bail out large organizations that really have had little impact.
Shantae, Texas. The stimulus didn't really help because you still have to pay it back eventually.
My name is Fred Chapman. I'm from California. I would say that they're handling it poorly, and the main reason would be is because I think they're really out of touch with mainstream America.
Views like that have made it hard for Democrats to campaign this election. NPR's John Itzde joined us to explain why even positive news about government economic programs hasn't helped the Democrats much either. Good morning, John.
Hi, Mary Louise.
So let me start with one of the big issues on the campaign trail, and that is the big bailout of banks and auto companies, the TARP, as it's called. That program has been so reviled by a lot of Americans. It turns out, though, it actually has worked a lot better than most people give it credit for.
That's right. You'll remember when it was passed by the Congress, the TARP provided up to $700 billion to shore up the wobbly banking system. Then it got extended to GM and Chrysler, and then the insurance company AIG got tens of billions of dollars, too. Initially, people thought, well, just add $700 billion to the deficit. That's what it's going to cost. Now that all the big banks have paid back their debts with interest, and it looks like the government will get back some money from GM and AIG, the total loss the government is likely to have is in the neighborhood of about $50 billion. And there's even a possibility the government could break even on this. Depends on what happens to the car companies and AIG.
If they keep paying it back, right. Then okay. What about how this is all playing politically then? I mean, the Obama administration has tried to point out, look, this has actually worked all right. They've not been able to get any traction. Why not?
No, they haven't. It's partly because there's a good deal of confusion about the TARP among voters. Here's one bit of confusion. Only a third of Americans know that TARP was proposed by the Bush administration and signed by President Bush. That's according to a poll from Pew Research. You know, that complicates the Obama administration's desire to take credit for its falling price tag. But in the end, voters are probably not even following the details enough to know that TARP's cost is going to be a fraction of the initial estimates. What sticks is that it was a bailout for big banks, not that it might have saved the financial system at what turns out to be a relatively small cost.
John, similar problems with the stimulus bill. This was the $787 billion stimulus bill. A lot of people don't understand how that one worked.
Yeah, a majority of people in some polls have said that at least half of that money was wasted. That's an interesting number, especially when you consider that more than a third of the cost of the stimulus was tax cuts received by the vast majority of Americans. A lot of people have forgotten that, partly because those tax cuts are being delivered at the rate of about $60 to $80 a month in your paycheck, so it's not very noticeable.
It sounds as though the Obama administration would like to get a lot more credit than they currently are getting from voters. At the end of the day, though, the economy is still really struggling. I mean, that is a very hard position to sell when you're taking it to the voters in a week.
That's right. A lot of mainstream economists believe the stimulus actually did create or save several million jobs, but that's, you know, barely a dent in the number of jobs lost. And the unemployment rate is 9.6%, close to its peak. And given that, it's hard for Democrats to make the case that you should support us because things could have been much worse or that they're very slowly getting better. In the president's party, liberals are saying you should have spent more to stimulate the economy. Of course, on the other side, the argument has been we've got this huge deficit. We can't afford to spend more money trying to stimulate the economy.
Okay. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR economics correspondent John Itzde.